Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by the phenomenal Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. It is Monday. It is Happy Mind Shifting Monday, and we are so excited to be here, as always. We love having mind-shifting conversations, and we're definitely excited about tonight's topic because we get to celebrate us, and we get to celebrate you. So this is going to be a great show. It's a short show. It's only 30 minutes because we know the mothers out there are still resting and recouping and enjoying the last-minute pampering and so forth. So we're keeping it short. We're keeping it simple, but it's still going to be mind-shifting as always. So for those of you that are joining us in the chat room, thank you for tuning in, joining us at mindshifttalkradio.com. Also, for those of you listening by phone, feel free to give us a call. If you have a comment or a quick question, you can reach us at area code 347-989-0206. Also, if you are not our friend yet on Facebook, make sure that you join us on Facebook, facebook.com/Mind Shift Talk Radio. So again, welcome to Mind Shift Talk Radio. Without any further ado, I do want to bring my sister and partner in success and crime to the show. Hello, Sister Big Bones. And that is so weird. That does that every single week. So if the same thing happened like last week, I'm pretty sure you were talking, but we couldn't hear you.
That might be a good thing for some folks. Happy right. Mind Shift Monday to you.
I was like, I know she fans and stuff, but we just can't hear you right now. I don't know what's up with that every
and
week.
It was important, too. Man, it was important.
Was it important? You weren't talking trash?
It was just Happy Mind Shift Monday to you. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much. But, yeah, like I told the listeners, you know, we're excited. It's a short show, so, you know, we won't be holding too much time. But it's a fun show. It's a great show when we get to celebrate ourselves as moms and godmoms and aunties and big mamas.
Woo-hoo!
And all that stuff, all that great stuff, right? So
indeed.
You know how we do. Since we have a short time, we just kind of get right into it and do our recap from last week. So why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners about the show that they may have missed last week.
If you missed it last week, you missed Kimberly Banks, author, speaker, coach of Let Go of Your Butt. And no, she didn't mean the rear end. It's one T, not two. But just butt is that conjunction of, you know, whatever it is that's holding you back or keeping you from doing whatever it is you want to do. You know, I will do this, but I need a rainy day or I need a sunny day or I need more money or but I don't have enough time or but I don't, whatever that but is. And she just shared how she got there and what was her catalyst for letting go of her butt. So a really great show by all means. If you missed it, please check out the replay at mindshifttalkradio.com. Or if you did catch it, there's plenty of nuggets of wisdom. Listen to it again and again and again and even share it with friends.
Definitely, definitely. And it leads into the conversation that we're going to be having tonight as well when we talk about letting go of your butt. We know as mothers and as guardians and caregivers that we have a lot of butts and we hold on to the butts. All the buts on why we can't take care of ourselves and why we can't pamper and nurture ourselves. And so tonight we're going to be sharing our perspective first on what it means to be mom. You know, the title of the show is More Than a Mother. And so we're going to talk about that, about our perspective. So
Stacey? So as Stacey was saying, we're going to talk about it from our perspective in terms of, you know, what does a mother mean and what is a mother to you? And what does just the term mother mean? And I know for me, I would say that I was the child that was raised by a village, if you will. I was just surrounded by a phenomenal group of women, you know, to include my own mother by birth and my biological mother, but also other women who raised me and aunties who might have not had any blood relation but were still part of my family and treated me like family nonetheless. And so for those, that was like my mother influence in my life. Stacey, do we have you back yet?
Yes, ma'am. I guess what I had to say wasn't important enough to keep me on the line. I'm like, okay, great. All righty then. But what I was going to say was I forgot to preface the show by saying that when you listen to Mind Shift, I know we probably have some new people listening in every week, and so what we meant to say was that when you do come to Mind Shift, we definitely encourage you to have an open mind and an open perspective, because you may not necessarily agree with everything that we say on the show, and that's perfectly fine. We just ask that you agree to disagree and that you just stay in there, you hang in there with us, be open, and we guarantee that by the end of the show you will have a positive and healthy mind shift. And so I meant to say that before you went into the definition in terms of all the village that it takes to raise a child. So that was pretty much what that was about. But I'm back. Stacey's here.
Welcome back.
And I think it's important for us to have shows like this. You know, yesterday was Mother's Day, and I remember driving in. I was driving into my subdivision today, and I saw a sign that was still left out on the street that said Happy Mother's Day. It was by someone that's running for office in the area, and so they left a sign out at the front of the subdivision saying Happy Mother's Day, and I was like, you know what? It's unfortunate that we only pick one day a year to honor mothers, just like we pick one day a year to honor our fathers. And we don't have to do that. We don't have to buy into that. And so it's important to have these conversations because God knows it's more than one day out of the year where we just need a timeout and a break. And when we talk about those mothers, like you said, Sister, you know, there's more than just the actual biological mother that deserves to be honored and celebrated and pampered. You know, it's every woman that is making a positive impact on
Amen.
The life of another person, yes, on a child. And I say, you know, we were joking around when we were talking about it, just planning for the show, but we're like, that includes Big Mama, your stepmom, your auntie, you know, Miss Jones down the street that still took care of you every day after school and made sure you had a sandwich and an icy before your mom picked you up from work. You know, those are all the women that still need to be celebrated. And definitely, you know, I want to hear your perspective on this, even not saying that you're in this role, but even when you talk about godmothers and stepmothers, because, you know, many people feel like they shouldn't be honored for Mother's Day, and I disagree with that.
Well,
so,
and I know just from experience, stepmothers are a tricky, I guess, role to navigate. I can remember one of my best friends, she had a stepdaughter, and her husband didn't have children at the time, and her stepdaughter didn't call her mom, which was strange to me because for my stepdad, he was my daddy regardless. And to this day, even though he's deceased, you can't tell his family that I wasn't his child or that I'm not his child. You know,
right.
We're still that tight. But I didn't. It just baffled me, and she would refer to her as her stepdaughter. But I, you know, I understood, and she had the wisdom enough to know that she, the young girl, had a mother. And when her mother passed away, she didn't want her to think that she was trying to replace her mother because she could never do that. And so that worked for them. But so often, for like when there's step parents, and the step parent hadn't actually fathered a child or mother or birthed a child. It's kind of hard for them to be seen as, especially from a kid's perspective, to be seen as a mother or a father, but they're still a parent and in that parenting role. So I know for step-parents it's hard, especially so, or it's even hard to be considered as that, and you're not really sure how to take it. My joke would always be that I'd probably be a stepmother and a grandmother before I was a natural Mother Naturally. That seems to be panning out, actually. I even
have
God dogs.
Like, you have God dogs?
Yep, I have two God dogs, Fantasia and Jada, along with God children, several God daughters and a God son. So
I've never heard of God dogs.
None of whom called me yesterday to wish me a happy Mother's Day, either.
Who, the God dogs?
Or the God children. None of them.
Okay, well, great. But anyway, so yeah, so that's why we felt the need to have this conversation tonight, because we want to honor all of you women that are contributing to the growth and positive and healthy development of our children and our youth. So we want to salute you and we want to honor you. And so with that being said, you know, we talked about letting go of your butts last week, and for many of us, you know, I have to raise my hand, I'm guilty of this as well, is having a challenge trying to find that healthy place, that balance and that median where I'm taking care of myself but doing what I need to do for my family. And we know that, you know, when you're taking care of children especially, that there has to be some sacrifices that take place. You're going to be up until the wee hours of the morning caring for a sick child, or you maybe like me, putting macaroni on a poster, working on a project, or just something, you know, so there's plenty of sacrifices that have to be made, and it's very easy for us to lose sight of ourselves, whether it goes into what we eat, you know, how we're eating, how we're resting. All of that plays a toll, and it plays a part in how effective we're going to be in our roles as mothers. And so we want to share some stuff with you guys tonight. We want to share some tips and some tools and just our insight in terms of simple things that you can implement and put into practice that will help you to be able to maintain that healthy work-life balance and not lose your sanity, per se. So that's what we're going to discuss. Before we go into that, before we start sharing that stuff with you, do want to just make sure that those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and my co-host Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. And tonight's show is More Than a Mother. And so we're talking about extending the celebration beyond actual Mother's Day. How do we go about honoring those women that are important in our lives, but also honoring ourselves beyond Mother's Day? So when we talk about this, Sister Big Bones, what comes to mind when you think about extending the celebration beyond Mother's Day? How do we go about doing that?
I think a lot in terms of like acronyms and acrostics, and so for me those generally work. So I think in terms of mother, I think like M is like moments and minutes away just for yourself. I know growing up my mom would say she'd go to the bathroom and she'd be like, she wouldn't say I go to the bathroom. I can't even piss in peace. Those are her words. That's what she said. And if it was something else, she'd say the other word for that, another four-letter word. But because we were always there just either bothering her or, Mama, Ma, 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 just always. But she gets me back now that she's grown and I am too and does the same to me. But definitely just to get those minutes or moments away to yourself, and that, even if that's requiring you to go in the bathroom and lock the door, or to sit out in your car, not with it running, of course, just sit out in the car just where you can have those moments to either try to maintain your sanity or just lose your mind per se, but just to get, you know, those moments away of just peace and silence with your own self.
Definitely. And unfortunately, you know, the bathroom doesn't even work for most of us. I used to think that was my safe place, but no, it's not. When I'm in the bathroom, I still have to hear Mom, or I'll see, like, you know how you can see the little shadows under the door, the light, you know, from under the door sill, so you can see that there's some movement out there trying to listen to see if you're in the bathroom. So it got to the point for me personally where I had to go into my closet. And he knows my closet is my prayer room. So when I'm in the closet, if I close the door, he thinks, okay, Mommy must be praying, so I won't bother her. So that's my safe place, is my closet. But the bathroom doesn't work, the whole water closet thing, no, that doesn't work. So I'm still going to hear Mom, can I have some cereal, Mom, can I have something. So like you said, basically it comes down to whatever works for you. For some people it may be the closet, it may be your bathroom, it may be some other place in your home that the kids dread going to. Maybe you have a basement. Maybe you have to sit out in the garage or just sit out on the porch, whatever it is. But you have to have that time every day where you can mentally check out from motherhood, just like you have to check out from your profession, from work and whatever it is that you do. There has to be a break in the day. I won't say there's a break in the monotony because there's nothing monotonous about parenthood, but there has to be a break in the day someplace there. And, again, that's for you to be able to be on your toes. There's so many different things coming at you in one day as a parent. You know, you can never fully plan for parenthood. And so there's going to be things coming from every different direction, and we have to be prepared for those things. And how do we go about being prepared? We have to take care of ourselves. So we talked about having the time out. Another thing I would definitely recommend is paying attention to the things that you're eating. Now, for the last month, we've had quite a few shows about healthy eating. We talked about health and wellness, and we also talked about fitness. Health is key and being able to continue to run. You don't want to run on E. You don't want to be running on fumes trying to be a parent and handle all the responsibilities of parenthood, because, for one, it leads to breakdown. It leads to you getting completely frustrated, maybe venting and having very short patience with your children. And you're not really tuned in. You miss important moments. You know, there's times you could be sitting there, and if you're not eating properly, if you're not getting the proper rest, you zone out. And I know many of you that are listening are just as guilty of this as I have been, where I'm sitting there and my son is talking to me and I hear nothing but blah, 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 blah. Okay? And it's unfortunate because you miss those minutes. Whatever it was that was important to him or her during that time when they were talking to you, you can't get back. You can't get that opportunity back to be in that moment. And we miss so many moments, and we can't afford to miss the moment. So we have to, again, it goes back to being able to take care of ourselves, to have that balance, and to be able to be equipped to be able to handle all the ups and the downs that come along with parenthood. But anyway, I know I can go off on a tangent with that because I already know I've been super guilty of that. So anyway, what else did you have for us outside of the quiet place?
Well, it would be outside, like to go outside and to think about your outside activities. But because before you were a mother, I would like to think you had a life. Did you not?
Back in the day when
See,
I was young.
I'm not a kid anymore, but someday, yeah, like I remember way back when. But
yes,
so often, like just and I see it every day that being a mother consumes those who are mothers. Or being a caregiver consumes those who are caregivers and nurturers. And you forget that there was a time when you did outside activities, when shopping wasn't focused on getting the kids some clothes or some shoes or what they needed. But, you know, you went on a shopping spree, even if it was just trying on shoes that you would never buy, but you might take a picture and show them to somebody. Like, you did things outside of the home, outside of the family. But to get back to those outside activities and doing things, you know, outside of just your normal day.
That's true. And honestly, I think that one's easier said than done, because so many of us forget what we did before children. We forget about that pre-baby life that we had.
Well, and that's where the frustration often comes from, because those outside activities, that was your outlet. That was your stress reliever. And now you don't have that anymore.
You're right.
And then,
so how many times? Go ahead.
I was going to say, and then society makes you feel guilty for having a life outside of your children. That's a lie. You're supposed to have a life outside of your child and your family and be well-rounded in that whole work-life balance thing. You're supposed to have that.
Mm-hmm. And don't be a mom that's out in the lounge or a club, because now you're being told that you neglect your children, and shame on you. What are you doing? Moms don't go out to clubs, just like married women don't go out to clubs. Like, seriously, who said that? What book was that written in? I'm just saying, if that's something that's fun for you, you know, like you said, why should you stop doing that? It's just interesting that many times we forget what we used to do to have fun, because our lives totally are consumed by our children and our job and our spouses and our mates and so forth. It's so easy to be consumed with everything else that you forget. But I remember when we were talking one time and you talked to me about how you used to love coloring as a child and how you still use crayons and you still color. And I thought that was so cute, because we forget things that we even loved as children, things that our children, that we love to do as children, our children even do now. Why don't we do those things anymore?
Right.
You know, So that was like an aha moment for me. I definitely had a mind shift that day. I remember we were sitting at breakfast and you talked about it. It was just like, never even really thought about that. And so one thing I find myself doing more now, I always loved video games as a kid. Not the real violent ones. You know, when I was a young person, that's when Nintendo came out. We had Atari. That's probably before your time. But we had Atari and stuff like that. And so I used to like playing Duck Hunt and all that kind of stuff. So the Wii reminds me of the Nintendo, original Nintendo. And, you know, I know this one is made by Nintendo as well. So it takes me back to that place. So I find myself, you know, if I'm stressed out or overwhelmed or whatever it may be from the day, just spending 30 minutes kicking my son's butt on tennis or Michael Jackson or something on the Wii just makes me feel so much better. I'm going to take it easy on the kids, but I don't. You know, he has to learn. He has to toughen up. He has to man up and be a good sport. So I don't take it easy on him, but I get down to Michael Jackson on the Wii. But anyway, and there's plenty of resources that you can find online to help you maintain that healthy work-life balance. And it wouldn't be a surprise that most of the resources that you find out there are going to be on health-related websites. Like even WebMD has different tips and tools and ways that they recommend that you maintain that healthy work-life balance. And they even have articles on there that talks about even studies that have been done by psychologists that talked about how much more confident and effective you can be when you maintain that healthy work-life balance and how much stronger you are mentally being able to overcome different challenges that come your way. Some of the things they talk about is what you just said, sister, about, you know, having time to build that downtime into your schedule where you say, you know, every Tuesday from 6 p.m. until 7:30 is mommy time, and I'm not going to deal with any issues. I don't want to hear who did what to who and who needs to take out the trash and who needs to wash dishes or anything. This is my time and no one bothers me. You have to make it a priority, and your children and your spouse and your family have to understand that it's a priority. And so this is where it comes to the point where you have to toughen up a little bit and put your foot down and say, no, I'm going to have my time. You also have to rethink your priorities and your errands. You know, you have to prioritize your day. And this is something that will apply not only to your personal life but also to your professional life. We know that in order for us to be successful professionally, we have to be able to set a schedule and we have to be able to set our priorities and we have to have our tasks and our goals and so forth already defined for us. It's the same thing with your personal life. When you think about the zillion things that you have to do in a day, there's no way that you can do it all in a day, obviously. And so you have to rethink the errands that you have, and you have to say, you know, is it really that important for me to go buy this can of chili beans right now when I can cook something that's already in my pantry? Or is it better for me to spend this time and help Junior do his homework for the next 30 minutes? So we have to rethink the errands we have. Sometimes we think things are important when they're really not. When you look at them in the whole large scope of things, you realize, like, some things are a little petty or some things can be put off for a later day. And then they talked about, the last one I'm going to talk about on there is just the getting moving piece, because we've been talking so much about the health and fitness, but it does talk about how exercise definitely helps with stress relief. It helps you mentally, and it helps with your confidence as well. So not only are you more alert, but aren't you going to be more likely to want to go out and walk in the park and do stuff with your children when you're fit, when you're in shape, and you look cute in those little stretch pants? So that's another thing. Exercise helps in more ways than one. So those are some of the things that I found on WebMD. Like I said, there are several resources online. Usually in the health and wellness areas, you'll be able to find practical strategies that you can implement. So it's not going to be anything over the top. They're just simple and tried and true techniques that have worked for several other people that you can start to implement. And, of course, you're not going to be able to do everything overnight. You're not going to get off, you know, from listening to this show and say, okay, effective right now, it's a whole new me. It doesn't happen that way. We know there's a transition period, right? But you can gradually work your way to that. So that's all I wanted to share on that piece. But again, you're listening to Mindshift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita's sister Big Bone Warren, and we're talking about more than a mother. We're talking about what it means to be a mom, and we're also talking about extending Mother's Day beyond Mother's Day, things that we can do to pamper ourselves, to nurture ourselves, and to honor those women in our lives beyond Mother's Day. So what else do you have for us? Since I know we're coming up, the 30 minutes goes by so fast.
I would say, like, two things, just two key points is, one, like, the whole work-life balance piece is achievable if you hold work or give work the right or proper amount of balance in your life. Traditionally speaking, your work day, your work week should not exceed more than 40 hours of 168 hours that you have for a whole week. And too often we find ourselves taking work home with us and thinking about work when we're at home. And then when we're at work, we're thinking about home and yet wondering why we're not effective or fully effective at both, or that why we're not efficient. So let work stay at work. And I get that it's easier said than done, but that's only until you do it. Because once you do it and continue to do it, it becomes a habit. And instead of you resenting those people that leave work at work and can go home with their family at a decent hour, instead of resenting them, you become one of those that are resented by others because you have that in the right perspective and you have that in the right balance. And that leads me to the other key point is relationships. Like, don't neglect your relationships, especially with other adults. It always baffles me, and I'm always amused, or I can immediately tell the mothers who spend way too much time with their children, because they're always talking to me like this and sweetie and like in gaga Google talk. I'm like, can you form a complete sentence, please?
Right.
Yeah. No, you got to go potty? No, I don't have to potty or TT. Like,
right.
You know, so don't neglect your relationships with adults. And now's a really great time to reconnect with girlfriends that you may have lost touch with, or to reach out to girlfriends who may have just had children or are dealing with young children, or especially their children are in, like, the two, when they're the terrible twos, or their children are transitioning from one level in school to another level in school, or graduating high school or graduating college even. You know,
right.
But do not neglect your relationships.
Right. And at the end of the day, when we talk about this whole healthy work-life balance and honoring yourself, we have to remember one very important thing is that there is no perfect mother. There is nothing you can do to be perfect. The perfect mother does not exist. I know Jill Churchill once said that. She said that there's no way to be a perfect mother, just a million ways to be a good one. And so we honor all of you mothers that are tuning in. You know, again, big mama, auntie, godmom, stepmom, bonus mom, all of you guys.
Play mama, work mama.
Play mama, exactly. And before we go, I know we have a couple of minutes. And, you know, this is a special week for us, right?
It is.
It is a special week for us because it's our birthday week.
Woo-hoo!
So praise the Lord, another year, right? You know,
you
finally settling into the grown and sexy. Oh, hush up. But I have a surprise for you. You ready?
For me.
Okay. For us. Doing before the show, and I was like, oh,
it's not working. I was trying to get your song for you. So happy
birthday, Stacy. Happy birthday, Stacy. Happy birthday from me. Happy birthday. See, you can sing. I can't do that. I got to get Stevie to do it for me. Oh, my gosh, that was awesome. So thank you to those of you that tuned in by phone. Some of you are listening online, and those of you that joined us in the chat room, we appreciate you joining us. As always, we wish you guys another phenomenal, awesome, productive, and mind-shifting week. Make sure you join us every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You guys be blessed, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Mind Shift Radio.